Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us as he does is Dr. Tal Mimran. He is an associate professor at the Tzfat Academic College. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good to be with you.
It's lovely to chat to you. So obviously this is a big step for the US, for the ICC judges. It's obviously designed to make them a little bit concerned. Is it the right way to go ahead with challenging the ICC?
So on the one hand, it is indeed an unprecedented move of significance in the sense that the United States is a world leader,
right,
and the decision to impose sanctions on international institutions is not something that we are seeing every day.
Right.
At the same time, I'm not sure that this is the most effective way to go about it, in the sense that this is not an institutional response to the overarching authority which the ICC prosecutor took upon itself. And I think that a more appropriate and a more effective response would have been to try and gather, for example, an international coalition of states that decide to withdraw from the court,
right,
or to try and push for a change in policy from within the institution itself, from the ICC. At the end of the day, every international organization is a long arm of state, and it is established for the benefit of states,
right,
and it should promote the interest of states. And when the international institution goes astray, then the states have a forum. It is the forum of member states to the institution, in which they can decide on a change of policy, on a change on a change in the institution itself, and etc. So I think that the moves that Trump is promoting definitely create wonderful headlines. But on the practical level, unfortunately, I don't think that it will push the ICC from dealing with Israel. And we are seeing that currently it seems like they are becoming more and more resolved with every move. And we can imagine that there is a lot of backdoor diplomacy between the ICC and European states, which encourage the ICC and which affirm to the ICC their commitment towards the institution. So in this regard, maybe we are actually... Maybe those steps are actually pushing against the very interest that it comes to promote.
So the question, of course, is that the issue around the prosecutor Karim Khan, who was removed, the fact that there's all these reports that because of this investigation into his personal conduct, that this is he was continuing in this way. Then there's the procedural issues where he was meant to come to Israel to see for himself, but before he did that, he issued those warrants. There's procedural, there's almost personal agenda, conflicts of interest. Would it have been better to go that route than this route, or are they doing that anyway?
Well, it should be clarified. The way that the ICC is conducting its business with Israel is inappropriate, even if we look at the practice of the ICC.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at the way that the ICC interacted with other states, for example, Colombia.
Right.
Colombia was under investigation of the ICC for 10 years. For 10 years. And Colombia conducted a dialogue with the ICC, which eventually led to a situation in which no one was prosecuted in the ICC, because the idea behind the ICC is not that there will be a court in The Hague that will try people from around the world. That's not the idea. The idea behind the ICC is that the ICC will be a catalyst and will push states to enforce their own jurisdiction on people which are found in their territory, and therefore there is the principle of complementarity, which says that when there are domestic proceedings in relation to a person, then there can be no international proceeding in relation to that person. So if the ICC really wanted to promote justice in Israel, it cannot be done by prosecuting 1, 5, or 10 Israelis. But if the ICC believes that justice in Israel means something else than what we are seeing today, then a better way to work is to work with the government and to promote policy changes that will be profound and that will be of a general impact act rather than a specific incident or specific person. And in this regard, I think that focusing either on Khan or one of the Israeli people that an arrest warrant was issued against moves us away from the big picture. And the big picture is that the ICC is not there to try people. The ICC is there to promote or to avoid, better said, impunity. The ICC is there to remind states that we want to we decided many years ago that states will prosecute for international crimes. And if states won't do that, then the ICC will come in their place. But first, the ICC must hold a dialogue. First, the ICC must work with the states and not against the states. And when it comes to Israel, it seems that from the outset, there was never a healthy relationship between Israel and the ICC, and there was never a desire to a dialogue or to a cooperation from the side of the ICC. So I think that you cannot blame Israel for taking the stance that it took.
Right.
Because no one proposed it an olive branch in this regard.
Well, it's not even an olive branch. It's actually following the process that they that they themselves have designed. And what that indicates is
Absolutely.
That it's all about posturing here, and it's all about political gain and not and not criminal at all. So you certainly...
I agree.
Yeah.
Now, we must remember that at the end of the day, the ICC prosecutor is a professional, is a lawyer, but he or she are also politicians. And for example, I was in touch with, let's say, senior officials from several states that held a dialogue with the ICC. And all of the people that I talked with about their work with Karim Khan when he used to be deputy prosecutor never revolved around the essence of international crimes. It was always about the issue whether those people will support Karim Khan when he will propose himself as prosecutor to the ICC. So when the ICC prosecutor goes around the world and goes to state visits and etc., it's not only about investigating crimes. It's about promoting the very persons that want to become the face of the court. And we need to remember that we're dealing here with people that are politicians. And even the new prosecutor, which is replacing now Khan because of the suspicions against him, well, she came from OCHA, another political body. So at the end of the day, people seem to forget that we're dealing with politicians, people that have a clear interest or agenda, which is much broader than the specific criminal question before us.
Mm. So what is likely to transpire now, if anything?
Well, there are two main possible strands. One will be that more and more states will join the U.S. and ally against the ICC to a point until we will reach a breaking point in the sense that the ICC will need to decide whether to go Hail Mary against Israel and lose international credibility or to find another alternative route. That's one option, but I think it's not very likely at the moment because Trump is not gathering more and more international support. It seems that even within the U.S. we are seeing now the divorce, quote-unquote, between Musk and Trump. So we're seeing that even in the domestic front, in terms of alliances, they are growing weaker, not stronger. And the other option is that the ICC, with the help of European states, will push through and will find a way to survive the term of Trump, and then will continue with the prosecution that it desired to begin with. And sadly, currently, this seems like a more probable option. And I hope that the third option, which currently doesn't seem reasonable, but it is out there on the horizon, is that the ICC and Israel will decide to work together, but really work together.
Right.
Because Israel has an independent judicial system.
Of course.
Israel has a system of investigations. There is no reason that the ICC and Israel cannot engage in a dialogue that will lead to a situation in which both sides will be satisfied.
That is where we leave it. Dr. Tal Mimran, thank you as always. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction on 0618951019. It's just gone 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.
This is 101.9 High FM News.
In the headlines this hour, IDF strikes Hezbollah drone facilities. Russia launches drone and missile attacks on Ukraine. And Ramaphosa demands explanation from Higher Education Minister Ngabane. This is Chai FM News. Good morning. In your